a Nacho Radio podcast.
Hi, I'm Dave Heller, the owner of the Quad Cities River Bandits, and I want to invite you to Modern Woodman Park, where you can enjoy championship baseball at really affordable prices. You know, our berm seats go for as little as $5 a ticket. Our general admission seats go for as little as $6 a ticket when you buy in advance. You can bring your family to the berm, lay out a blanket, have a great time, and show everybody what a great parent you are. You know, Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things podcast is also very affordable. You can listen for free or be a monthly patron for just $6. Spread out a blanket and listen with your whole family and show everybody what a terrible parent you are. And now, enjoy today's podcast.
Hello there.
Welcome, everybody, to Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things podcast. My name is Dave. This is my partner, Darren. How you been, Darren?
I'm okay.
I'm in the wrong place.
I'm okay. How are you?
It's 90 degrees, and yet you're here in the studios wearing
a little warmer, wearing
a jacket.
Yeah, but see how thin that is.
That is thin. That breathes really well.
It's snakeskin.
He comes in here every
day. Snakeskin.
Comes into the studios wearing a black jacket every day, and I'm wondering, do I need to make an adjustment in the temperature controls?
I've got nothing underneath.
I can't have you uncomfortable, Darren. It's vital to me that you're comfortable.
So it's a bit warmer than yesterday, huh?
It is. It is. Okay. You know, not just the heat. It's the humidity, is what I'm told. Hmm. So, you know, that's happening. And also, there's a front coming in off of Lake Michigan, which I didn't think was possible.
But a Russian front?
No, a cold front.
Well, the Russian front was always cold. That's what, if I was to believe Colonel Klink.
That's a great point.
And Hogan's Heroes.
I know nothing.
The threat of being sent to the Russian front was not something that you wanted.
It's a good point.
Although the Russian front and Siberia, two different things, right? The Russian front would have been where the fighting was.
Yes.
And Siberia was Siberia.
That's way west or east. That's east. Yeah.
Cold.
Yeah, you don't want to go to either of those places.
Is that where the meteor hit?
I believe so.
The big one that hit...
There was a pretty big one that hit the other day, I believe, in South Africa. There's video of it that's pretty striking.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it comes out of nowhere. Big, giant flash.
I hadn't heard that.
And they were able to find... It was a little tiny rock by the time it landed here. But this thing, when it hit the atmosphere, kaboom.
It's like a gerbil that gets loose and then you find it behind the refrigerator after it's been fried. It's like that's what you get for chewing into the wiring. There wasn't much of you to begin with,
right,
gerbil, but
right.
Let me tell you, now, you're a black chiclet is all you are.
Story this afternoon I wanted to share with you, or this morning, or late this evening. Whenever you're listening to the podcast, we're thrilled that you're listening. The beauty is you consume these shows at a time that works for you. We're doing the show, though.
For the right reasons.
Thank you, Gary Coleman. Long Island man
talking about a little black chiclet
suing a CVS. He's suing the CVS after the pharmacist blabbed about his Viagra use.
Mm.
Apparently, this guy was getting Viagra off the books, paying for it in cash, so that the insurance
change anything?
Well, the insurance wasn't paying for it,
he was just basically, I'll pay for this myself.
Yes. I guess he didn't want the wife to know that he needed Viagra. Right?
What do you need Viagra for?
Michael.
Nothing's ever happening here. It could be that situation.
Michael Feinberg had a prescription for Viagra that he would pay for himself and worked it so it wouldn't go through his insurance. His wife called the pharmacy.
All that I know that he takes is Flacitrol.
To get word on one of her prescriptions that she wanted to get filled,
mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
And by the way, when she went to get her prescription filled, you know who was there? Mr. Jimmy.
Right.
Didn't look good. Mm. My favorite flavor, which is, as
cherry,
you know,
red.
Cherry red. So the wife calls because she's got her own thing going on.
Yeah.
And the pharmacist's like, oh, and by the way, we got the Mr.'s Viagra to pick up anytime you want. And she's like, my stars.
Viagra? What? He only takes Vasitrol.
He's
Vasitrol.
Suing CVS, saying that the pharmacy chain violated his privacy under the Health Insurance Portability and Accountability
Act. Is he sure that that's the case?
HIPAA.
Because sometimes, don't you have, there are situations where you can have, when you're at the doctor, maybe the pharmacy, where you, and maybe he didn't do this, But you can you can sign papers where a spouse or someone has access to your records.
And, yeah. Well, he obviously didn't want his wife knowing. He took steps, Darren, to make sure that his wife didn't find out.
But did he sign? But did he ever sign anything?
Well, he says now
you can't be a blabbermouth if you're a pharmacist.
He says now that the wife found out about his Viagra prescription,
yeah.
He says his marriage is breaking down. So he is seeking unspecified damages for negligence. CVS says that they have the highest priority protecting the privacy of those we serve. Okay.
Not that time you didn't.
So, is he upset the wife found out about the Viagra because he wants the wife to think that he's doing it on his own? Or is the wife like, what I know about what goes on with his stuff, there's no need for Viagra unless there's some stuff going on behind my business.
Well, that's or behind someone else's business.
Right. No, I don't
It judge. Could be a situation where nothing's going on there. Right. What do you need this for?
Right. Right.
I just like to walk around with an erection. I like to, it takes me back to my school days. So who are you having an affair with? Nobody.
No, I just
like to, from time to time, I like to walk around the house with an erection. It reminds me of math, my sophomore year.
This may be kind of messed up, but am I the only one getting a boner right now?
Yeah, I just think boners are the best.
I just think boners are cool.
I mean, they're neat.
They're neat.
I don't even do anything with it.
No, I don't even touch it.
It's super uncomfortable after a while.
Yeah, but I like knowing that I can still have one. How old's the guy?
Well, old enough he needs Viagra.
Well, how old does it say he is?
It doesn't say. Just says that he says his marriage is breaking down ever since the wife found out.
I mean, it's not the sort of
his secret Viagra prescription is causing real problems at home.
It's not the sort of thing that you see on a bumper sticker. I think boners are cool.
You know what I think are great? Boners.
Boners are cool.
Honk if you love hard-ons.
Yeah, honk if you like boners.
I think boners are great.
I think they're the best. I don't want to see another one of these.
These boners are still real
to
me,
damn it. What
you've
done to your bodies.
Thank you, Mr. Wonderful. Y'all are awesome.
Your boners are awesome.
Thank
you. Yeah, I suppose he's got some splaining to do, huh?
Well, I mean, that's the issue, I guess, right?
You pulled a boner tonight, and you know it.
Right.
Sounds like, they found that one kid boner on, what show was it?
Yeah, they found his skeleton.
Him dead.
Right? Growing
they
pants.
Found his skeleton.
I think he was gone for a while.
Yeah, he was gone for a while.
You know who his dad is in real life?
Someone famous.
Yeah, well, I mean,
somewhat famous.
More famous than us.
Who?
Chekhov from Star
That's
Trek.
That's right.
His boner's dad in real life.
Yeah, I can see the resemblance.
Yeah.
Wasn't he boner? No, that was Bones. Boy, a lot of.
Yeah.
Chekhov was not bone.
No,
Bones.
Walter Koenig was Chekhov. Forrest DeKelly was Bones.
Bones.
So Chekhov's dad worked with Bones, and his son was named Boner, right?
I wonder if that was his idea, his suggestion,
like
the show.
Like he was just always throwing out, what the show needs is a character named Boner, or
Bone something. Bone.
Right. That's what he brought to the writing table. You know what we really need, what we really would be great here is a Bone character. Speaking of Star Trek.
Bojangles, maybe?
Guy got caught masturbating by the police and identified himself as Captain Kirk from Star Trek.
Uh-huh.
Can you guess which of the 50 states this story comes to us from?
Maybe Florida?
Well.
Vermont?
You couldn't be more correct.
Oh. Florida!
Clearwater, Florida. Guy was captured masturbating at a bus station right there on Gulf to Bay Boulevard.
Now, that's your home to the Scientologist, right?
Yeah, Gulf to Bay is right there by the big Scientology Center. Yep. Right there at the bus stop. When the cops...
The Scientologists have their own bus stop? Wow.
Oh, they have all the bus stops.
Probably several bus stops.
Clearwater? Like every other bus stop is theirs.
Is theirs.
Oh,
yeah.
Something else. This guy was at the bus stop. This was around 11:20 in the morning on Monday. Cops showed up following a report of a lewd and lascivious act. They spotted this guy on the bench fondling himself under his shorts. They questioned him what he was doing. He said he was just scratching. He said he was just scratching himself.
Just trying to start the work week.
Right? You're not scratching yourself.
Huh?
They arrested him for disorderly conduct. He was asked to identify himself. According to the arrest report, he told the cops his name was James Tiberius Kirk, which is, of course, Captain Kirk's real name on Star Trek. Turns out the 56-year-old man's real name is James Roger Bundrick. And if that doesn't sound like the name of somebody who gets caught beaten off on a bench in Florida, I don't know who that is. Charged with disorderly conduct and providing a false name to law enforcement. He has spent somewhere around 42 months in prison for aggravated battery with a lethal weapon and giving a false bomb threat. So this guy is a real winner.
Back in the day, when Star Wars was on, up against two shows, it finished third out of...
Star Trek.
Star Trek.
Yes.
Not Star Wars.
No.
Why do you hate Han Solo?
It finished third out of three shows.
Right. So you had three networks back then. You had your ABC.
We're not counting your PBS.
You had your CBS, and you had your NBC. Now, Star Trek was on NBC.
It finished third out of three.
Yes.
And what were the other two shows?
The Iron Horse.
And?
Mr. Terrific.
Ding, 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 ding. Boy, what? If you ever got on...
Jeopardy?
Jeopardy.
Yeah.
And that was the final question.
I saw the other day.
Oh, my God. I'd just be bouncing. I'd be bouncing off the walls. He knows this.
But I probably...
He's going to be the champion.
I'd probably say, Iron Hose. Damn it. We Like Turtles was a category on Jeopardy the other day. I want to thank everybody for making me aware of that. And then I let Nancy know, the reporter...
Again? From KGW. 11 years later?
Yeah, I said, hey, you made Jeopardy. And she said, thanks for letting me know about this, Dave. # never forget.
That's right.
Thanks, Nancy. I've never seen an episode of The Iron Horse. Have you?
No.
It was a Western TV show. And I've certainly never seen a show of episode
Mr. Terrific was Wally Cox.
Yeah, Mr. who was Underdog in real life, right? Mm-hmm. Here's a little bit of The Iron Horse. This was the one of the two shows.
Is it about a train?
I'm assuming, right? Iron Horse, this is the episode Iron Horse, Death by Triangulation.
Well, it was better than Star Trek.
Sounds like how we lost Kate Spade. I don't know what's going on here. Here's a little bit from the Iron Horse.
It's bagism, total communication.
All right, so there's a train.
Yeah. Figured that much.
It's the Old West, and they're just on a train for the whole episode?
Uh-huh.
All right, here's a Western man. He's going through a deck of cards. Oh, my God, it's... Is that the dad from Lost in Space? No, it's some other guy. He's pretty pleased with himself being on a train, though, I'll tell you that right now.
Look at me, I'm riding on a train.
Iron Horse. So is this like Love Boat, but it just... Oh, my God, Gary Collins is a co-star of this show? And Bob Random. Bob Random?
That's pretty random.
Hello, I'm Bob Random from TV's The Iron Horse.
That's a random thing to say.
All right, so in this episode, a high-stakes poker game takes place.
Mm-hmm.
The poet once said, nothing ventured, nothing gained.
Shut up!
What poet? A man by the name of Conley. He was my gang boss until about a month ago when he broke his leg.
Did you have to shoot him?
Not hardly.
I call and raise you. 5,000.
This show beats Star Trek in the ratings.
Uh-huh.
Here's Gary Collins.
I'd have been better off nursemaiding my cattle.
Yeah, Mike, I'm with you. I hear you, friend. So what was Mr. Terrific? What was the premise
of
Mr.?
Did he have any superpowers, Mr. Terrific?
I think you're right. I think the idea of Mr. Terrific was that he had a...
unassuming fellow, but had maybe some superpowers.
Every once in a while, he would just turn them on. All right, here's a little bit of the Mr. Terrific show.
Again.
This is a show...
Beat Star Trek. Beat the hell out of Star Trek.
Clobbered it in the ratings. Absolutely clobbered it. Here we go.
We got sick of...
It's a sitcom, I guess. Mr. Terrific.
Uh-huh, sure. It's comedy.
Yeah.
That was Wally Cox's genre.
Mr. Terrific Alan Young was on this too, I guess?
Through the galaxies of space, man's reach for the stars is daily crossing new frontiers of knowledge. And here in Washington, nerve center of the free world, certain miracles of the future are already being realized.
The Office of Special Assignment and FAST.
Cart took off without him.
Washington, where mistakes are sometimes made.
Follow that car.
Was this a spinoff of My Mother the Car?
I don't understand what's going on here.
But this was beat the hell out of Star Trek.
Yeah, clobbered it in the ratings. Absolutely clobbered it. Well, you're listening to Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things. We should probably get to the five, yes?
The Top 5 Things podcast brought to you by the East Moline Coffee Company.
We all having a good time out there.
Yeah. It's part of my persona to have a good time.
And
you know I got a boat.
You know I got a boat.
3537 Archer Drive in East Moline, just north of United Township High School. This is what you need to do. This is a great way to cool off, is to have an iced latte. All of your favorite hot lattes can be served iced at the East Moline Coffee Company. Try a super tasty protein puck packed full of fruits and nuts. A great way to start the day. Gourmet hot, iced, and frozen beverages, as well as whole bean coffee and loose leaf tea, biscotti, breakfast cookies, all natural oatmeal, muffins, and more. The East Moline Coffee Company. Join their loyalty rewards and check them out at eastmocoffee.com. The podcast is also brought to you by our fine patrons who make it happen on Podbean, as well as everyone who shops Amazon.com by using the link at nachoradio.com. We certainly appreciate that. If you'd like to reach out to the podcast, please use the Uncle Norm's Fireworks text line. Uncle Norm's Fireworks, the text line number, 470-23-NACHO. They have a store in Milan, just south of Milan on Route 67. That is open now from 11 till 7 with expanding hours as we get closer to the 4th. They will also have a Davenport store located at the Mississippi Valley Fairgrounds that's going to open on June 13th. They have the largest selection, and their inventory includes quality products from quality distributors, including Black Cat, World Class Brand, Showtime, and more. Check out their product page at UncleNormsFireworks.com. Weekly specials are available on the website and on their Facebook page, and the podcast, as it always does, originates from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio. Enjoy one of their delicious sandwich and a soup, including turkey chili, tomato bisque, clam chowder, chicken noodle, chicken tortilla, and more. When you're there, mention Nacho Radio. You will receive a medium sub for the price of a small one at Capriati's. Extraordinary food for those unwilling to settle.
You're familiar with the actress Carol Kane?
Yes.
So I'm watching the new season.
Simca.
Yes. And she kind of always has that voice.
She's always a little bit Simca.
But she's
I'm a little bit Simca.
Carol Kane's from America, right?
I think so.
But her accent is just, it's like a
little daffy.
Like, it's a little foreign, right?
Uh-huh, yes.
But I think she was born in Cleveland.
But
so I don't understand why. She's kinda,
but it's got like a little Eastern European thing to
you
it.
You dig what I'm saying?
Yes, but I think there's a lot of Eastern Europeans in Cleveland.
Okay, well that could be, that could Maybe make
could
sense.
Could be part of it.
But she almost has like that vampire voice that... I bring this up because I'm watching last night the new season of The Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt, which is just the funniest damn show. That Titus on that show has me howling. Mm. Anyway, at one point last night, and I like to sometimes have sitcoms on when I'm trying to put myself to sleep.
Uh-huh.
And this is the point where I had to get up and rewind it because I thought,
Did I hear this right?
Did I dream that? Or was that really something she said? At one point in the new season, and everyone, I encourage you to watch it for yourself.
This is where?
On Netflix.
Okay.
So at one point, Carol Kane says she's fed up with something. She goes, "This is enough. We need to take it to the streets like we did in the 70s. I got to
get that recorded.
I got to get you the audio.
Yeah.
Because I'm just like, that's a little on the nose,
yeah,
isn't it?
Right there.
We need to take it to the streets like we did in the 70s.
Let's see if you can find that audio.
Oh, I'll have it for you on the next show because it's... I was so alarmed.
Yeah, you didn't know if you were maybe in that little twilight area. Did I hear that properly?
Right.
But you did rewind it, and it did say that.
Yeah. She says it, like, word for word like that. And I was just like...
Boy, now we're getting ripped off again.
It always, you know, it's
constant.
Just,
it never ends.
Number one on the top five things. Yeah, she's 65 years old, born in Cleveland, Ohio.
Is that all she is?
Yeah.
Huh.
So, she was in her 20s when Taxi was on?
Guess so.
Wow.
Bet there was a lot of fooling around on that set.
What makes you think that?
I bet Mary Lou Henner took all comers.
Oh, I don't think that's true.
Is that inappropriate?
You know who would remember Mary Lou Henner?
She would remember that.
She would be the one to talk to. Number one on the top five things today, the Miss America pageant announcing that they're getting rid of the swimsuit competition.
This is not going to be about looks anymore.
And they're going to be more inclusive to women of all sizes. So well, this is going to be fatsos and tracksuits.
Big face gals.
This is really more about what America is.
That's fine.
Gretchen Carlson, who's now the chairwoman of the Miss America Board of Directors, says that the event will no longer feature a swimsuit portion, and it will be a competition, not a pageant.
Do they still have the Mr. America contest?
I don't know that they've ever had that.
With the, like, now it's the...
I don't think that's a thing.
It's the boner contest.
We've given them all Viagra.
We've given them all Viagra. Unbeknownst to them.
So the Miss America will be a competition, not a pageant. They say they will no longer judge their
candidates. Gladiators?
Now that I like.
50, so you could fall in the water?
Get 50 of these bubbleheads in a cage, and one woman emerges. 50 contestants enter, and only one can leave.
Uh-huh.
Now you've got a pageant that I'd watch the hell out of.
I am especially proud to be a first-generation American and a resident of Hawaii, our youngest state. Our nation's pride lies deep within the hearts of its people. American has faith in the liberty and justice, and we all have faith and believe in ourselves. The United States' freedom and opportunity is one of the greatest. We are truly the land of the great. From the rocky shores of Hawaii to the beautiful sandy beaches of Hawaii, America is our home.
Oh, that's right! Yay! America consists of Hawaii.
All of America is Hawaii.
Does it have a body of water around it?
Even though it's one of 50 states?
Most isolated place in the world.
Yeah, that's what you tell me.
Is that right? Or am I just saying that it's not real? I say it a lot.
The new Miss America competition will be more inclusive to women of all shapes and sizes.
And we're bringing back the chattering teeth of Burt Parks.
In place of the swimsuit competition...
We've built a robot, but we have his actual teeth.
We saved his brain.
It's hot-wired. It's hot-wired.
To his dentures.
To his dentures. Yes. We can make this happen.
The Parks Bach 9000 will be a remarkable simulation.
Right.
All it says now is, kill me, kill me, kill me.
It looks like.
But eventually it'll ask the girls questions.
It'll sing.
And then we'll have it sing. It'll be an MP3.
Believe me, it'll sing. It'll sing.
In place of the swimsuit competition, the contestants will now take part in a live interaction session.
That robot has Burt Parks' breath.
With the judges, where she will highlight her achievements and goals in life and how she will use her talents, passion, and ambition to perform the job of Miss America.
The U.S. should help the U.S., or should help South Africa, and should help the Iraq and the Asian countries, so we will be able to build up our future for our children.
For our children.
They will not only now be getting rid of swimsuits, but contestants will be able to wear whatever they choose. Contestants will now discuss how they will advance their social impact initiatives during this part of the contest. Now, the talent portion of the show will remain. That's always my favorite, because there's always one contestant that's got...
My talent is wearing a swimsuit.
What do you think of this rockin' bod?
Uh-huh, what do you think?
Here's my talent. I like to drop things and pick them up like this.
Gee, mister! Mister, I like to drop balls and pick them up with my mouth.
Well, there she is!
there she is!
Miss America! Hey, we got 3 more hours of this stupid show to go through. Nope, that's our winner!
I'm going to shoot this pickle across the stage.
Carlson says here, we are experiencing a cultural revolution in our country with women finding the courage to stand up and have their voices heard on many issues. Miss America is proud to evolve as an organization and join this empowerment movement. So there it is. Get ready for Miss America.
2018.
God bless her.
Henry Winkler, executive producer.
I don't think Fonzie has anything to do with this. Don't
make it happen. Hey.
Wait, at some point in the show, he kicked all the women off stage and was just talking about reverse mortgages.
And
this isn't what anyone wanted to watch.
It's now the sit on it competition. Come here. Sit on it.
So a girl come out dressed up in
you can wear what you want, but you got to sit on it.
A woman will come out, and then she won't be wearing clothes he finds acceptable. He'll put on a leather jacket and hit her a couple times with his fist, and then she'll work properly and be in a tight bathing suit.
Gee, Fonzie, thank you.
Hey! Right.
Three.
No, this is two.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Boy, it's like we're time traveling.
Or you were not paying attention. I've played the sounder twice. The top five kids are keeping us on task.
It probably is more
today.
Likely that we're not paying attention as opposed to time traveling.
You know, I will say this about the Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast. What separates us from any other podcast?
The time travel?
It's just two guys who aren't even paying attention to their own show.
If you can call
it. And that was really...
If you can call it a show.
That was how we fumbled our way through almost 10 years of FM radio. And now this. Did we make it to 10 years?
I think so.
Yeah, we did.
Yes.
And then they fired us the next month.
Okay.
Was it May or... a little bit after that.
They let the cat out of the bag. They weren't the best at it.
I wish them the best.
I don't.
Number two, a guy in a Colorado nightclub. I don't know if you saw this story. He got shot by an FBI agent.
Are you kidding?
This FBI agent is dancing, doing a little...
Oh, yeah, I did see that.
And then the FBI agent's gun falls out of his pants.
I can see.
He goes to pick up the gun, fires the gun,
hits a guy. Yeah.
And then the video of this FBI agent, he picks up the gun, and it's like, that guy got shot. And the FBI agent does this. He goes, well, who, me? I didn't do it.
I can see the guy that got shot being the guy that was like, look at this jackass to begin with.
This was at the Mile High Spirits Distillery and Tasting Bar. It's just after midnight when this guy got shot by an FBI agent.
And now I'm shot because of your jackassery.
Right? Right? Well, he's going to be okay. The guy who got shot is going to be fine.
Yeah, okay.
Right? And the distillery is saying... it's shocking that the only shooting to ever happen at our establishment came about as a result of an FBI agent...
Deep state.
...entering our distillery tasting room carrying a loaded firearm without our knowledge in violation of our rules. I like that they have to point out that this is the only shooting that's ever happened at their bar.
Might as well take the opportunity.
They're also saying to this guy who got shot, free drinks for the rest of his life.
Oh, don't do that.
Not the FBI agent. The guy who got shot.
No, don't offer that.
He is going to get complimentary drinks forever, they say. Would you be willing to get shot in, like, the leg for free drinks forever? I totally would. Because you'd have that cool I got shot in the leg story and free drinks forever. But at what point are you overstaying your welcome?
You're taking advantage of it.
Yeah.
It's like, you sure you don't want to just say a free drink every time you come in?
Well, here's what's going to happen, too, because we live in a country filled with garbage people. Someone's going to shoot a buddy at the bar and be like, and shoot him in the foot and be like, all right, so he gets free drinks now.
Is that what that's what he gets now? And I got a monkey heart. On top of it, I got a monkey heart.
Three.
Before we get to number three, I should mention if you'd like to reach out to the show.
And I got a monkey
heart.
And
I got a monkey heart.
Oh, God.
And I'm going to go to Mexico in a canoe.
No, not Mexico. Miami.
Miami.
He was going to...
Miami. Moon over Miami.
He's no. You know he's no longer with
us.
Yeah,
I know. If that whole thing of talking ill of the dead, tough. If you'd like to reach out to us, use the Uncle Norm's Fireworks text line, 470-23-NACHO. Uncle Norm's Fireworks, two stores will be open very, very soon. One's already open.
south of, just a little bit south of Milan on Route 67. Right now they're they're open from 11 a.m. till 7 p.m. with expanding hours as we get closer to the 4th of July. And then their location at the Mississippi Valley Fairgrounds, that's going to be opening on June 13th. And this is what you need to know about Uncle Norm's. The other guys, they pack up after the 4th of July and they're gone. Uncle Norm's Fireworks is family-owned and they live locally. All of their fireworks are 100% guaranteed. That means if it fails, they replace it. Nobody else does that. Why would you drive to Missouri or anywhere else? Uncle Norm's has the largest inventory in the area with the best prices and the best product guarantee. Visit them at their Facebook page or at UncleNormsFireworks.com. The podcast originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio. Sandwiches, soups and salads, cold and hot subs, and cap specials, including the Bobby, turkey, cranberry sauce, homemade stuffing, and mayo, voted the greatest sandwich in America. Get one today. And think about this for Father's Day. Capriati's gift cards are the perfect gift because everybody loves Capriati's. Deliveries available. Order online at order.capriati's.com. And when you're there, mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
Number three, Richard Simmons suing a private dick.
Uh-huh. Not a private investigator.
No. Just someone
who's... Just a private dick.
Yeah, right. No, Richard Simmons and his live-in caretaker and driver, Teresa Ravelas, are filing suit alleging that a private detective in Los Angeles, one Scott Brian Matthews, placed a tracking device on her car, which is Simmons' only means of transportation.
You can't do that.
Well, you shouldn't. According to the suit, this private detective planted the device in order to determine whether Simmons had visited hospitals in connection with a purported gender
what
transition.
What are you up to, Richard Simmons?
We're still curious about this. There was this whole thing a year and a half ago, finding Richard Simmons, mm-hmm. and the podcast was phenomenal. I couldn't get enough of it. Mm. And then they didn't find him, and no one cares. And he was like, everyone was worried about him, and now no one's worried about him anymore. So this detective thought, well, if her car is the only way he has to get around, I'll put a tracer on it. And if he's going to, you know, Der Wiener Schnitzel or wherever you perform these procedures.
Yes, that's where he's having his sex change operation, at the Der Wiener Schnitzel.
I don't judge. I think it's marvelous. I'm not the 11th Street Precinct. I think it's all good. Simon Simmons.
He never had a kid, did he?
Who, Richard Simmons?
Named Simon?
Yes, Simon Simmons is his boy.
Mm.
Heir to the Deal-A-Meal fortune. Simmons
calls... Can you still get Deal-A-Meal?
Oh, I'm sure you could if you really wanted to.
Someone's still making the meals?
Well, you weren't getting the meals. You were getting cards.
Oh, you were getting cards.
Right? Wasn't that the deal?
So he didn't send you food?
No, I don't think Richard Simmons sent food. Maybe. I don't
yeah, he looked at the margins. It was... No, I know.
The man is worth $1 million. Simmons is calling the gender transition stories false and fabricated. But still, they say they discovered this device back in December, and they think it had been on the car for more than a year. So, you cannot in California have a tracker on someone's car without their consent, unless you're a cop.
I wouldn't think so.
Right, so, you know, they're not happy with this fellow.
What, are you a cop?
Number four.
Okay, number four, IHOP is changing their name.
To the International House of Pancakes.
No.
What?
Well, they're not telling us. They're teasing us that the name is going to change forever later on this month.
Can you still get clam pancakes there? Or clam waffles?
What?
Yeah, they used to have those.
Clam inside a pancake?
Minced up clams.
This is like as an epicac, or why would you want that?
I don't know. If you like clams and you like pancakes.
The International House of Pancakes. It's been around for 60 years. With locations all across. And by the way, it's international because they have a couple locations in Canada and like one or two in Mexico.
There you go.
Like, it's not really. You can't go to Taiwan and find an IHOP. International House of Pancakes. Really, it's just North American House of Pancakes. But that's
still
not.
Still international.
International. It doesn't have
an international feel.
It doesn't have what Todd Rundgren would call an international feel.
No, it doesn't.
They say that they are changing their name from IHOP to IHOB.
IHOB. Is that because people pronounce it IHOB anyway?
Do they?
I don't know. I don't.
The Twitter says, for 60 pancaking years, we've been the IHOP. Now we're flipping our name to IHOB. Find out what it could be on June 11th. Now, the I, H, and O are all capitalized. The B is in a lowercase, so I don't know what that could mean. Everyone assumes that they're changing their name to International House of Breakfast.
International House of Bullshit.
Well, that was a strange marketing idea.
It really is, because that's all that's going on in here.
Some other thinking it could be the International House of Burgers.
I think it's breakfast.
International House of Bacon.
Bondage.
International House of Butter. I don't get it. International House of Blazing for people who like to,
I need more bondage with my crepes.
International House of Bono. God is an America.
A pancake!
It's a concept. America is a concept where you eat pancakes and liberty and freedom. God knows what I'm talking about. I'm not going to ask you again. Knock it off. I didn't mean to bug you, God. Edge, play the blues.
You're pushing me to the edge. How are these YouTube jokes working?
They're hit or miss. Finally, today on the show, let's get to number five. What do you think IHOB is going to be, though?
I think it's International House of Breakfast.
But why is the breakfast a lowercase b? That's confounding. You would think that you would make that...
Because they're open several hours of the day, right?
Yes.
You could have lunch and dinner there if you choose to.
Yes.
I don't know why you would, but if you did...
It's...
You can.
Has there ever been a restaurant as established as IHOP that has changed their name completely like that? Like, this is uncharted territory. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's international... IHOP is... That's the name. Now it's going to be IHOB?
McDobbles?
Five.
Number five.
Nobody's going to eat at McDobbles. You made a mockery of everything here. Finally, number five, a wonderful story of somebody in Ethiopia again. Another Ethiopian story. Bono, anything you want to sing about Ethiopia? Hmm? Bono?
It's not my God.
Well, tonight, thank God it's them instead of you. You just made the list, Bono. You just made the list.
Right? He's so happy that Ethiopians are dying as opposed to Chicago Cub pitchers.
Well, they were doing a baptism at a lake there in Ethiopia.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Yeah.
Here it comes.
Yeah.
Ethiopian lakes. Mm-hmm. Big lake. Mm-hmm. Big lake.
Yeah, so while they were doing this baptism ceremony, crocodile jumped out of the water and ate the pastor.
Well, that's better than eating the baby.
Yeah, well, I think that this is, they don't, like, I don't think they baptize babies, right? You have to be an adult in this.
I'm an adult now. Whoa, in an Ethiopian lake now. Whoa.
Thank you, Pursuit of Happiness. You have been enjoyed.
Produced by Todd Rundgren.
Yeah, so Pastor Docho is the guy's name. Died after the crocodile ate his legs, his back, and his hands.
That's quite a bit of it.
Oh, good Lord.
What's left?
Just pastor's stupid torso floating around in the water while we're trying to get baptized. One of the residents there said he baptized the first person and he passed on to another one. All of a sudden, the crocodile jumped out of the lake and grabbed the pastor.
Is that like a good sign, or is that good luck or bad luck? Is that a good thing that happens?
I work in mysterious ways.
By the way, little bastards.
God isn't Kazam the 60s cartoon genie. By the way, Mysterious Ways?
Could be.
That's a U2 song? Not necessarily about America. More of that.
Yeah.
And less of all of this America songs. We'll call back to yesterday's show.
What if he starts doing America songs?
This next song...
It's a horse with no name.
This is about a highway the Edge and I once took. Called Ventura Highway! Is that America?
Yeah.
Okay, those are the only two America songs I know. What's Oz never gave
lonely
none to the
people?
What about Oz never gave none to the Tin Man that he
tin
didn't
man.
Already have? Tin Man. All
tin
right.
Man.
Okay, so I know four America songs.
Sure you do.
Anyone paying for this show? Any sponsors you want to mention?
Yeah, I should mention this, that if you'd like to reach out to the show, use the Uncle Norm's Fireworks text line, 470-23-NACHO. Uncle Norm's Fireworks with two locations, the one that's open just south of Milan on Route 67. That's open now, and then they'll also be in Davenport at the Mississippi Valley Fairgrounds. That opens on June 13th. They have the largest selection, and their inventory includes quality products from quality distributors, Black Cat, World Class Brand, Showtime, and more. Visit them and visit them today. Check out the product page and see everything they have to offer at UncleNormsFireworks.com. And weekly specials are available on the website and on their Facebook page. Why would you drive to Missouri or anywhere else? Uncle Norm's has the largest inventory in the area with the best prices and the best product guarantee. The podcast has originated, as it always does, from the Campriotti Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport, home of the Quad City's best cheesesteak, but so much more. The Capistrami, hot pastrami, Swiss cheese, Russian dressing, and coleslaw. Absolutely delicious. Get one today when you're there for lunch or dinner. Mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one at Capriotti's.
Finally, Darren, I want to end with this story from Minnesota. Springfield, Minnesota, to be exact. This is in the Redwood Falls Gazette. It's an obituary. Kathleen Demlo passed away. Can I read you the obituary?
Sure.
Kathleen Demlo, maiden name Shunk, was born on March 19th, 1938, to Joseph and Gertrude Shunk of Wabasso, Minnesota.
The Shunks.
She married Dennis Demlo. At
Shunk
Anne's.
A shunk of bird in love. Just a shunk of bird in love.
Please, a little respect for Kathleen. She married Dennis Demlo at St. Anne's in Wabasso in 1957 and had two children, Gina and Jay. In 1962, she became pregnant by her husband's brother, Lyle Demlo.
Oh, boy!
And moved to California.
Of course she did.
She abandoned her children, Gina and Jay, who were then raised by her parents in Clements, Mr. and Mrs. Joseph Shunk.
Previously referenced.
She passed away on May 31st, 2018 in Springfield, and will now face judgment. She will not be missed by Gina and Jay, and they understand that this world is a better place without her. End of the obituary! That's what you get, Mom.
Uh-huh, that's right.
That's what you get.
Oh, they love their mothers.
No, they don't. She will not be missed by her kids, and they understand that this world is a better place without her.
Oh, I'm glad that the world's a better place.
This is the thing. Every obituary is always full of such glowing, you know, everyone's
what
the greatest.
They lit
ever.
Up the room.
Right.
They lit up the room when they walked in. Oh, I never saw you light up a room.
Yeah, so that's how they do it in Minnesota, I guess. That's what they call Minnesota nice. Those are your top five things. We're back with the last show of the week tomorrow.
Let's do it to it.
Until we get a chance to do it for you then, hang loose, kooks.
You stay classy, Quad Cities.
Hi, this is Art Linkletter. Thanks for listening.
Quite good.
Come on, Quad Cities, represent. This is for the Quad Cities record spot. Davenport, yeah, we keeping it locked.
Rock out,
come on, and it just don't stop. East Moline, yeah, they keeping it hot.
Screw you guys, I'm going home.